Earning the right to reproduce means earning the right to influence the future of your species.
I suspect this whole dance had pretty much been choreographed through their lives, where they came in and then locked horns and started pushing.
When bull meets bull, there could be potentially a long and prolonged fight, not just snorting, and they did snort, and pawing the ground, but thrust and counter thrust.
Just kind of like an arm wrest using their horns.
For males with horns a meter long, 6 tons of muscle, and a shield made of solid bone, competing for a mate is full of risk. But for a female creating the next generation, it means hard work and facing life or death choices. Failure can mean bringing youngsters into a brutal world. A world where they simply don't stand a chance. During the Cretaceous, dinosaurs evolved into the most physiologically advanced creatures in Earth's history. A sauroposeidon can reach 18 meters tall, towering over its surroundings. Quetzalcoatlus is a flying reptile as large as a giraffe. And Tyrannosaurus rex is the most powerful carnivore to ever stalk the planet. All these traits are the result of evolution. Adaptation over millions of generations. But evolution is harsh and ruthless, especially for males. One by one, natural selection and sexual selection leave the weak and the timid behind.
Most of the males are probably not going to be reproducing. So if you're a male, the problem is making it into that small percentage that are actually going to be sending their genes to the next generation.
Evolution doesn't like losers. It only works when the best genes are passed on to the next generation. It's the law of the jungle, and the spoils go to the victor.
The Darwinian calculus is this. If there's a large group of females there that you can control as one male, then you're going to risk fighting another male. The payoff is so big. If you win, 20, 30, 40 cows, that's big.
The reward may be huge for the lucky male, but fatal accidents can and do happen. Trying to rule the pack can end very badly for a young novice.